Masechtas Menachah is Daf Kuf Hey, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Dal and Beis, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. And as we already saw in the previous parak, that when someone makes a neder to bring a Korban Mincha, then the minimum amount of flour is an Isaron of flour, and the maximum amount of flour they could bring as one Mincha in one Kli is 60 Isaronis. And we also learned that in Pashas Vayikra, when the Torah speaks about the Mincha Zedava, the Torah speaks about five different types of Menachahs that can't be brought as an Adava. Five menachos are the minchas seilas, the minchas machvas, the minchas macheshes, and then there were two types of minchas mafetana. One was brought from chalos and one from rukikin. In the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, we saw machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, and the Tanakam holds that when one brings a minchas mafetana, he must bring either 10 chalos or 10 rukikin, while Reb Shimon holds that one could bring any amount of rukikin and any amount of chalos as long as he brings a total of 10 breads. And as the Mishnah states, harei mincha ma. However, Reb Shimon Matir placed you carbon echad, as Rashi stated, Shishneim Ksuvim B'Muncha Achas. And keep in mind that in the Mishnah and Dafai involved in Aleph, we saw machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rameya as to how many chalais are brought by a carbon mincha. And Rabbi Huda holds that we learn a carbon mincha from a carbon toida, just like from each of the four minyan, they made 10 chalais by the carbon toida. The same applies by all menachais. As the Mishnah stated, Kol menachais boyis esa esa, chutz min lechem apanim vechavim. And Rameya was chaylik. Rameya stated, "Kulam boyish shteim esrei chutz bichalz teidu naziris shem boyish esa esa." And Rameya learned the standard din of a korban mincha from the lechem aponim from chavite koyin gadol, as we previously learned. Now our mishnah now begins. Harei la'isarin yavi echad, that if when one makes a neder to bring a korban mincha, he specifically states, "I want to bring an isarin of flour." So since he used the lashon yachid and benedarim halach achalosh bnei adam, so therefore he would only have to bring one Isarin. However, if one stated Israinis, that I'm going to bring Israinis of flour, and he used a Lashon Rabbim, then since we have a cloud that Miat Rabbim Mishtayim, therefore he would have to bring two Israinis of flour for his Korban Mincha. And the Mishnah continues, Pri Rashi Ve'in Yodea Ma Pri Rashi Yavi Shishim Isarin. If one made a neder that I'm going to bring a Korban Mincha, and he knows a specified amount of Israinis that he would bring, but he doesn't remember how many Israinis he specified, and since Bepasha, someone would not be noida more than 60 Yisrainis, so he would have to bring one mincha that consists of 60 Yisrainis of flour. And as Rashi states, he bought a mehachi nadar la'ich b'slei, and even if his neder was for less than this amount, and l'chayr by bringing more, he's actually not being mekayim his neder. However, Zok Rashi, he would actually make a tnai, and he would say, whatever amount I promise to bring should be a kiyum of my neder, and any extra flour that I am bringing should be as a new nedava. And Rashi continues, it was fei lekalisvuke, that certainly one cannot have a suffolk that maybe he stated, I want to bring 61 or more Israinis, as the Ein Mincha Yechidus Yisrael al Shishim Israinim, as we previously learned. And the Mishnah continues, Harei Elai Mincha, that if someone stated, I want to bring a Mincha, and he just stated it's Stama, Yavi Eza Sheyitzer, then he could decide which Mincha he wants to bring, and he can bring any of the five Menachos that are listed in the Pashas Vayikra, and he could bring a Mincha Seilas, a Mincha Machvas, a Mincha Macheshes, or a Mincha Mafei Tana from Chalais, or a Rukikin. However, as we saw at the end of last perek, certainly he cannot bring a minchas hasachim. And I, in the first tesis of our perek, diba maschal reilai mincha yavi eiza shiirta, and tesis points out pirish mechameshis menachos avol minchas hasachim lo yichavin. But certainly a person did not have kavana to bring a minchas hasachim. Avol gavdim misnadav other minchas hasachim b'chol yoyim. And even though Rava taught us that one could be misnadav a minchas hasachim every single day, the stoma daita menachos mufurashes v'gilus lover b'fnei atzvon v'loy b'glal zeva. And as we will see in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Vav and Aleph, the Gemara will bring other reasons why the stoma is that when someone refers to a mincha, his kavana is on one of the five menachos and not on minchas nesachim. However, our Mishnah continues and tells us that this is not a divrei kol, as Rabbi Huda ime yavi minchas aseilah shiu mechadesh shib menachos. That Rabbi Huda holds that if someone said, "I want to bring a mincha," and he said it's stoma, then he has to bring a minchas aseilah, which is mechadesh shib menachos. And the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Huda means. He states, the Mishnah continues with another case, Mincha oy Mincha Yavi Achas, and Samagurus, Mincha Mina Mincha Yavi Achas. And as Rashi explains, that one either stated, Harei Elai Mincha, or one stated, Harei Elai Minha Mincha, then he has to bring one Mincha. As we just learned, he would be able to choose which one of the five Minachais he wants to bring. However, the Mishnah continues that if he stated Minachais oy Min Minachais Yavi Shtayim, so in this case, he would have to bring two Kabbalist Minachais. Rashi states, shtei menachos b'min echad, that he would have to bring two menachos from one type, and he would not be able to bring them from two separate types and from two different types of korbanos. However, Ayin the Kesef Mishnu points out that if one stated harayelai menachos, then although certainly he would have to bring two menachos, however, each of the menachos can be brought from a different type of mincha. And for example, if you're a Tanakama, you could bring one as a mincha seglas and one as a minchas machvas, etc. And the only time that he would actually be restricted and you have to bring both menachos from one min is only when he stated min menachos. And it's possible that this is what Rashi means as well. The only time that Rashi stated that you have to bring from one min is only in the second scenario where he stated min menachos alai, and we would read Rashi from the word oi, that oi sha'oma min menachos alai. So in that case specifically, yavishtei menachos bin min echad ayin sham. The Mishnah continues, pirashti ve'ini yadei ezman pirashti yavi chamishtan. If someone says that I know for sure that I only will menadev one korban mincha and one isarin, and I'm also sure that I explicitly stated which type of korban mincha I would bring, and I'm not sure which korban mincha I mentioned, then you would have to bring one korban mincha from each type, and you would have to bring one mincha segles, one mincha macheshes, one mincha machvas, as well as one mincha mafitana made from chalois, and one mincha mafitana from rikikin. Finally, the Mishnah brings its last scenario, and the Mishnah brings a machlekes regarding this scenario, as pirashti mincha shel Yisroelim ve'ini yadeh kama pirashti yavi shishim yisarin, and Rabbi Yoimeh yavi menachos shel Yisroelim me'echad v'ashishim. In a scenario where someone states that I know I made a neder to bring one korban mincha, and I also know for certain that I specified the number of Yisroelim that I would bring, however, I don't remember how many Yisroelim I promised to bring, though the Tanakama holds that you bring 60 Yisroelim in one kli, once again he would make a t'nai, whatever amount of Yisroelim that I promised to bring should be my mincha that I promised to bring, and any additional Yisroelim should be in a dava and should be a new mincha. However, Rebbe argues on the Tanakama, and he holds that in order for this person to be Yotze Eschiev, he would have to bring 60 different menachos, and he would have to bring one Yisroelim and one keli, and then another mincha of two Yisroelim, and then another mincha of three Yisroelim, etc., until he brings 60 Yisroelim in one kli, and the Gemara will go through the cheshbon that if one brings all these 60 menachos, he will actually have to bring 1,830 Yisroelim in order to be Yotze Eschiev for this mincha. And the Gemara will bring multiple explanations as to the shita of Rebbe and why Rebbe is chilek on the Tanakama. And Rashi brings one of the explanations, as Rashi brings on the first of the wide lines, Rebbe Yoimeh kimin da'ama mincha mashma chada, as since he stated I want to bring a mincha, so it's mashma he wants to bring one mincha in one kli, alma b'kli echad kava, and therefore he was kaveya that he has to bring the proper amount of sreinais in one keli, and he can't add extra seilas into this kli. Therefore, v'im yavi shishim b'kli echad, shem v'batim mehachi nada, v'havi mincha yaseira, v'isla l'rebbe k'viyusa d'mana milsa, and hilkach yavi shishim menachos me'echad v'ad shishim, and he has to bring 60 separate menachos, and each one has a different amount of flour, from 1 to 60, and as Rashi explains, chodesh shel yisarim, v'chodesh shel shtayim, v'chodesh shel sholish, v'chodesh shel abo, v'chein ad shishim, and v'vadei chodim minayu nado, v'einach nadova, ayin shom. We will now continue with our Gemara, and we will first read the Gemara based on a variant Gisa, and we will then explain our Gemara based on our Gisa. And our Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated that if someone stated harei alai yisarin, then yavi echad, then he has to bring a mincha of one yisarin. And the Gemara asks pshita, and the Gemara responds that yisrein is yavi shtayim itzuchalei einach nami. The first part of the Mishnah is not the chiddush, and the chiddush is in the second in the Mishnah that if one made a neda that harei alai yisrein is, that he has to bring two yisrein is. And once again, the Gemara asks pshita mi the yisrein is shtayim. Then since we know a klal that whenever we have a lashon rabim, that a miyad rabim would be shtayim. So certainly, if someone made a neder that he's going to bring Yisroelim, that he has to bring two Yisroelim and not more. Finally, the Gemara states that in a chenami, the first two dinim of our Mishnah, not a chiddush. The main chiddush of the reish of the Mishnah is the third din of the Mishnah, the pirashti ve'ini yadeh ma pirashti yavi shishim yisarein. And let us now learn the shakel v'tai of our Gemara based on our gesa. As once again, the Gemara starts off by asking on the first case of the Mishnah, in a case with someone made a neder harei la yisarein that yavi echad, that certainly that's pshita. And the Gemara answers, Yisroelis Yavi Shtayim Yisrochalei, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if someone makes a neder to bring Yisroelis, then you bring two Yisroelis. Once again, the Gemara asks, Hanami Pshita, that this also seems to be Pashut. And on that, the Gemara answers, Miyad Yisroelis Shtayim Yisrochalei, that certainly there is a Chiddush in the second din of the Mishnah, and that Chiddush is that Miyad Yisroelis Shtayim, and one would not have to bring a carbon of 60 Yisroelis. The Gemara now continues to explain explained the third case of a Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Purashti ve'ini yideh ma'purashti yavi shishim yisarayin. And let us keep in mind that when we learned our Mishnah, we also saw the last din of a Mishnah, and in the case where someone stated, Purashti mincha shel shreinim ve'ini yideh kam purashti, so there was a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rebbe, and the Tanakam stated, yavi shishim yisarayin, where Rebbe held, yavi minachi shel shreinim me'echav ad shishim. The pashta is the same machlekes that we have in the last case of a Mishnah. It also apply in this case of a Mishnah. One stated Purashti ve'ini yideh ma'purashti, and when our Mishnah stated Yavi Shishim Yisarin, l'chur, that would only be according to the Tanakama, and l'chur, Rabbi should be chilk on this din of the Mishnah as well. And therefore, our Gemara begins Man Tana, that who is the Tana of this part of the Mishnah, and Amar Chiske, and Chiske explains the like Rabbi that this din of the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi. The E Rabbi ha'Amar Yavi Menachis shel Sreinis me'echavat Shishim, that Rabbi holds that one would have to bring 60 Menachis of various amounts from one Yisarin to 60 Yisrainis, and as we previously explained, for a total of 1,830 Yisrainis. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Omar, and Rabbi Yechon states that the Reish of our Mishnah could even be going according to Rabbi, and there's a chil between the third case of our Mishnah and the last case of our Mishnah. And as Rabbi Yechon teaches us, Afilu Temer Rabbi, Bo'ime Pirashti Yisrainis, Avaloi Kavatim Bekli Echad, Demaisi Shisin Yisrainis, Beshisin Mani, is when was Rabbi Chilik under Rabbanon, and held that one would have to bring 60 separate Menachais of 1 to 60 Yisrainis. That was only in a case where one actually specified that he wants to bring his mincha in one keli. However, the Reish of our Mishnah is discussing a case where one did not specify that he has to bring his mincha in one kli. Therefore, Rebbe would agree that the maximum amount of Yisrainis that he would have to bring is 60 Yisrainis. However, one would not be able to bring those 60 Yisrainis in one kli, and instead he would bring one Yisrain in each of the kelim. And as Rashi explains, Hilkoch Yavi Shishim Yisrainim B'Shishim Kelim Kol Echav Echav B'Fnei Atzmai. And as Rashi continues to explain the last case of a Mishnah, that V'Hodah Kamei Rebbe Yavi Menachis Shel Yisrainis Me'echav Ashishim Hainu Hecha Dekover B'Kli Echad Le'Matz Le'Suya B'Kli Echad Le'Batzim Me'achav Le'Tavri Me'achi Hilkoch Yavi Menachis Shel Yisrainim Me'echav Ashishim Devad Echad Minayu Nodar Ayin Sham. Keep in mind that even though Rabbi Yechon is stating that our Mishnah could also be going with the Shita of Rebbe, but certainly it would be a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon as to the actual din of the Reish of a Mishnah. As according to Rabbanon, one could bring 60 Yisrainis in one kli. However, according to Rebbe, one would have to bring 60 Yisrainis in 60 different kelim and bring one Yisrain per keli, as we just explained. The Gemara continues to quote for the next case of the Mishnah, where someone stated Harei Elai Mincha, and he didn't specify which Mincha he wants to bring. Then the Tanakam holds Yavi Eze Shiyitza, that he will bring any of the 5 Menachais, and as we already stated, however, he would not be able to bring a Mincha Sesachim. And the Mishnah continued and brought the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who was Chilukan Tanakama, as Rabbi Yehuda Ime Yavi Mincha Sesegles. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone was Noida Mincha Stama, then he has to bring a Mincha Sesegles. Rabbi Yehuda explains Shehim Yuchedesh B'Menachais, and Agamar begins Tana, that we learned to the Braisa, that the reason why it's Yuchedesh B'Menachais is Hilu Paschal Bayakos of Trila. And since in Pashas Vayikra, when the Torah lists the 5 different Menachais that one could bring as a Nadava, the Torah initially begins by listing the Mincha Seles, and therefore it's considered Miyuchadish of Mincha, and if someone says Stama Hari Elai Mincha, so he has to bring a Mincha Seles. However, the Gemara is bothered, how can you explain that it is Pshat in the din of Rabbi Yehuda, as Ela Me'ata Ha'ime Hari Elai Oila, that if someone made a Nedah Stama, and he stated, I want to bring a Korban Oila, then Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, he should be required to bring a Ben Bakar, and Yavi Ben Bakar, Ha'ilu Paschal Be'akas of Trila, as that is the first Korban Oila that the Pasuk speaks about in Pashas Vayikra. We continue on Daf Kuf Hayim and Aleph, and the Gemara has a similar shayla that if someone says, I want to bring a Korban Oila minat tzoyin, and he specifies that he's going to bring from tzoyin and not from baka, and we know that the Torah tells us that if someone brings a Korban Oila minat tzoyin, he could bring either from kvasim or from izim. But l'chay, once again, l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, Yavi Keves, Ha'ilu Pasuk Be'akas of Trila, he should have to bring a Keves as his Korban Oila, since the Pasuk speaks about kvasim prior to speaking about izim. And the Gemara continues and asks the third question, that how can you say this is pshat in the din of Rabbi Yehuda, as if so, someone made a nedah that will bring an oila min ha'oif, then even though the Torah teaches us that there are 2 ways to bring a korban oila min ha'oif, either from Torah or Bnei Yoina, but certainly Yavi Torah, ha'ilu pasul be'akas of Trila, that since he said, I will bring a korban oila min ha'oif, and he said it's stama, so lefi Rabbi Yehuda, he should specifically have to bring his korban oila from Torah and not from Bnei Yoina, since when the Torah discusses an oila's ha'oif, it speaks about Torah prior to speaking about Bnei Yoina. As the Gemara continues, that you can't tell me, in the Chanami, this would be be the Shita Rabbi Yehuda as a Lomatnan, as in the Mishnah Daf Kuv Zayin and Aleph, the Mishnah will bring a Machlekes, and the Mishnah does not bring a separate Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah states that if someone stated Hari Elai Ula, the Tanakama holds that you would not bring Minat Bakar, and instead Yavi Keves, you would actually bring a Keves, which is Minat Zayin and not Minat Bakar, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah Imer, Tarei ben Yoina, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah is Chilkan Tanakama, and he holds that if someone's made a Neda, he'll bring an Ula Stama, then he'll bring the cheapest of the Ulais, and he'll bring either a Tarei ben Yoina, and Velay Polag Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah doesn't bring down a third Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda is not Chilik on that din, and Rabbi Yehuda would either agree to the Tanakama or to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. Therefore, we can explain that where Rabbi Yehuda stated in our Mishnah, Hoylo Pasul Be'a Kosav Trila, that he meant to say that if someone stated Harei Elai Minchas Tam, then he would have to bring a Minchas Seles, as that is the first Mincha that is brought in the Torah. Because of these questions, so the Gemara now explains that the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Shita is as follows: Elamayim Yuchedesh of Menachos, the less Leishem Levoi, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone stated Harei Elai Minchas Tam, that he has to bring a Minchas Seles, is because that's the only Mincha that doesn't have an added name, and Minadarim Halach Achalash Bnei Adam, and when a person states the word Mincha, he must refer to a Minchas Seles and not to a Minchas Machbas or a Minchas Macheshes or one of the Minchas Mafitanar. And as Rashi states, Lesli Shem Levoi, Shinikras Minchas Tam, the Shah Minochis, Yeshlam Shem Levoi, Minchas Machbas, Minchas Macheshes, or Minchas Mafe. And the Gemara continues and is bothered that although we may be able to explain this in the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, as Rabbi Yehuda stated, Yavi Minchas Haseles, Shimiyuchedesh of Menachis. However, how would we explain that Brisa, as the Brisa stated that the Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is, Hoyolu Pasach Be'akas of Trila, and as our Gemara is, Vatana, Hoyolu Pasach Be'akas of Trila Kamar, and the Gemara responds, Hachi Kamar, that this is Pshat and the Brisa, that the Brisa means to ask, Ezu Minch Meyuchedesh of Menachis, the Lesley Shem Levoi, that Rabbi Yehuda explained in our Mishnah, that if one states Stoma, Hare Elai Mincha, that he has to bring a Mincha Seles, as that is the only Mincha that doesn't have a Shem Levoi, and that is the difference between this Mincha and every other Mincha, and that makes it Miyuchid. The Braisa asks, which Mincha are we referring to? And the Braisa explains it's referring to the first Mincha that the Torah discusses, and that is the Mincha Seles. And the Gemara is bothered, Pshita, Mincha Seles Kama, Rabbi Yehuda already stated that one has to bring a Mincha Seles, and therefore, what is the Braisa coming to teach us? And the Gemara tells us that in the Chinami, Simone Ba'alma, that the Braisa is only coming to give us a Simon in order for us to remember that if one makes a Stam Neder and he states, Harei Elai Mincha, that he has to bring the first Mincha that the Torah discusses, which is the Mincha Seles, and the actual reason why he has to bring a Mincha Seles is because it's different than the other Menachos, and it's Miuchedes, as it doesn't have a Shem Levoi. And as Rashi explains, Simon Ba'alma, Legirsa, Shleititar, Vetishkach, Ezu Mincha, Kam Rabbi Yehuda, Diyavi, Simon Ze, Yehe Biyotcha, Zu, Shepasl Ba'akas of Trila, and Ayin Tesis at the top of the Amid, Simon Ba'alma, Legirsa, Shleititar, Vetishkach, Be'ezu Mincha, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Kiali De Tamze, Oslo Kuri Gemara. And as we previously saw in our Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda created Simonim, and as we see in the Agadah, Rabbi Yehuda Hayinesim Bem Simonim, the Tzachadash Bachab, and Benegay Hashem Levoy, Ayin, the Pirish Mishnah Isla Rambam, and Masechta Zadorim, Paragvav, Mishnah Zayin, Klaima, Shein Elu Yuduim, El Ayde Isa Hashem and Isef, and Ayin Maril, Levoy, Pirish, Loshin Chibor, Kimoy, Vyelavu Alecha, Rotzloy Mishem Mechab Lekinu, Lishmaya Rishoin, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, and the Mishnah taught us two dinim. Number one, if one stated mincha oy minha mincha yavi achas, then one would only bring one mincha. However, if one stated minachos oy min minachos yavi shtayin, then one would bring two minachos. We already discussed if both of them would have to be from one min, or each of the two minachos could be from two separate types of minachos, as we already discussed in the Mishnah. And since our Mishnah only discussed a case where someone stated minha mincha, and therefore you bring one mincha, or if someone stated min minachos, they would bring two minachos. Our Gemara begins that by our papa had the following shayla, that mine mincha mao, that what would be a din if someone made a neder and stated Hare Elai mine mincha, and the word mine is a lashon rabim, and the word mincha is a lashon yachid, and therefore our papa is kimid am mine tarti kamar umay mincha minachos nami mincha mikaryon dichsiv v'zeis teres mincha. Would we say they meant to bring two minachos, and even though he used the term mincha, he was referring to the general term of mincha? And as the Torah states, v'zeis teres hamincha, even though the Torah speaks about multiple menachos, the Rabbah continues with the second zad, oydilma kimin d'ame mincha chod mincha kamar, or do we say that since he used the term mincha, then certainly he only meant to bring one mincha, or my mine mincha, and why did he use the term mine mincha, and why do you use a lashon rabim? Hachi ka'ama mimini mincha chadim mincha alai. I will bring one type of mincha from the five different types of menachos. The Gemara continues, Tashma, that let us bring a raya from the din of our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, mincha oim min mincha yavi achas, and it's mashma. The only reason why he'll bring one carbon mincha is because he stated min mincha hamine mincha shtayim. But if he would have stated harei alai mine mincha, then he would be obligated to bring two menachos. However, the Gemara states that this is not a raya. Let us see the next din of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated menachos min menachos yavi shtayim. If one stated harei alai menachos, or if one stated harei alai min menachos, then he'll bring two menachos. And it's mashma. The only reason why he'll bring two menachos is because he mentioned the word menachos hamine mincha chada. But if he would have stated I want to bring mini mincha, then he would have to bring only one mincha and not two menachos. And therefore, elameha lekla mishma mina, that from the Mishnah we cannot bring a raya to the shaila of our papa. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, that let us try to bring a raya from the following brisa, as the brisa teaches us min menachos alai yavi shtei menachos min echad. If one made a neder to bring min menachos, then he would have to bring two menachos from one min. It's mashma ha mine mincha chada, that if he would have stated harei alai mine mincha, then he would only have to bring one mincha, and this is a raya to the second side of our papa. However, the Gemara responds, Dilma ha mine mincha maybe shtei menachos mishnei minin. That possibly the diak from the brisa is that the only time that one would have to bring two menachos from one min is only when he stated min menachos. However, if one made a neda that harei alai mine mincha, then he would still have to bring two menachos, but both menachos do not have to be from the same min, and they could be from different minim and from different types of menachos. However, the Gemara continues, that we have another brisa where it's not mashma like this, as this brisa begins with the same case as the previous brisa. The brisa teaches us min menachos alai maybe shtei menachos min menachad, that if one makes a ned that I'm going to bring min menachos, then he has to bring two menachos from one min. And the brisa continues that if he stated min menachos alai maybe shtei menachos min shtei minin, and the mashma is that's only in a case where you use the lashon rabim both benegei mine and benegei menachos, then not only would he have to bring two menachos, but would have to bring it from two minim, and it would be mashma hamine mincha chada. But if one stated lashon rabim and stated mine, but then he used the lashon yachid of mincha, then he would actually only bring one mincha, and like the second tzad of Rav Papa. However, the Gemara responds that from this brisa we would not be able to bring a raya to either tzad of Rav Papa, as dilma hamani Rav Shimoni, as potentially we could say that this second brisa is specifically going like the shita Rav Shimon, the amma mechta chalas and mechta rikikin yavi. And as we mentioned in Akdama, the Rav Shimon holds where someone brings a mincha smafei tana, then he doesn't have to bring 10 chalas or 10 rikikin, and instead he can bring any number of chalas and any number of rikikin that total to 10 lachem. Therefore, specifically the Rav Shimon, we find that it's possible that someone is bringing one mincha from two types of breads, and therefore my minu mincha, mincha de ispa tre mine, and therefore the Fear of Shimon, this brisa teaches us that if someone specifically states harei alai mine mincha, then he must be referring to a mincha mafitaner, and he means to say that I want to bring one mincha with two types of breads, as I will bring five chalos and five rikikin. However, ina chenami according to Rabbanon that a chulik on Rav Shimon, and as the Gemara continues, al Rabbanon da amri mechta chalos u mechta rikikin lo yavi. However, according to Rabbanon that hold that when someone makes a neder to bring a mincha mafitaner, he has a choice to either bring 10 chalos or 10 rikikin, and he cannot bring 5 chalos and 5 rikikin. So possibly lefid Rabbanon, if someone would say harei alai mine mincha, then we would explain like the first side of our papa, they would be required to bring two separate menachos from two separate minim. And the Gemara ends without bringing a raya to either side of the shaila of our papa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, pirashti ve'ini yodei ma pirashti yavi chamishton, that if someone says that I know how many sroinos that I promised to bring, and I certainly know that I explicitly stated what type of mincha I will bring, however I don't remember which type of mincha I explicitly stated I will bring, then you would have to bring one of each type of the menachos, and he would have to bring a mincha selas, a mincha machbas, a mincha macheshes, as well as a mincha mafitana from chalois, and a mincha mafitana made from rikikin. Agamar begins and is bothered, man tana, and who is the tana of our Mishnah that holds that all you would have to bring is five types of menachos? And Amrab Yemir, the like Rab Shimon, Rab Yemir explains that L'chir, our Mishnah is not going like Rab Shimon. As Rab Yemir explains, the Rab Shimon, kiven the Amar mechta chalos and mechta rikikin yavi, inami sevla Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar kol menachos boyis esar, ikalus tfuke ba bo esrei menachos. If our Mishnah would be going according to Rab Shimon, so why would you only have to bring five different menachos? As L'chir, since Rab Shimon holds that that Minchas Mafei Tana doesn't always come as 10 chalais or as 10 rekikin, and one has a choice to bring a combination of any amount of chalais and rekikin, ultimately total to 10 breads. And if so, since this person knows that he explicitly mentioned what type of mincha he will bring, l'chur, there aren't only 5 possibilities, and really there are 14 possibilities. L'fi Reb Shimon, certainly one would have to bring the following 5 menachais, as he would have to bring a minchas seiles, a minchas machbas, a minchas macheshes, as well as a minchas mafei tana of 10 chalais, and a minchas mafei tana of 10 rikikin. L'chur, l'fi Reb Shimon, there's another 9 possibilities, as possibly he initially stated that I want to bring a minchas mafei tana of 1 chala and 9 rikikin, or of 2 chalais and 8 rikikin, or of 3 chalais and 7 rikikin, or of 4 chalais and 6 rikikin, or of 5 chalais and 5 rikikin, or of 6 chalais and 4 rikikin, or of 7 chalais and 3 rikikin, or of 8 chalais and 2 rikikin, or of 9 chalais and 1 rikikin, for a total of 9 additional sveikais. And l'chir l'fi Reb Shimon, one should have to bring 14 different menachais. And as the Gemara explains, that this is the minimum amount l'fi Reb Shimon, even if he would hold like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that we mentioned in the Akdama, that when one brings a mincha, one only has to bring 10 lechem, and l'fi the Shita Rabbi Meir, that when one brings a carb mincha, they have to bring 12 lechem, so there would be an additional 2 possibilities, and one would have to bring a total of 16 menachais. However, the Gemara continues, Abaye Omar, that Abaye explains, afilu tamei Reb Shimon, that we even could say that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Reb Shimon, and even Reb Shimon would agree that one could bring 5 menachais, and one doesn't have to bring 14 or 16 different menachais. Shemina leila Reb Shimon, da amma maisu masni, and since Reb Shimon holds that if one has a suffix as to what carbon he has to bring, then he can make a tnai, and therefore in our scenario, one could bring 5 menachais, and he'll bring a minchas seiles, he'll bring a minchas machbas and a minchas macheshes, and also bring a minchas mafei tana of 10 chalois, and a minchas mafei tana of 10 rikikin, and when bringing these 2 minchas mafei tana, he will make a tnai. If I initially stated that I will bring a minchas mafei tana of chalois, then I brought a minchas mafei tana of 10 chalois, and the other minchas mafei tana of rikikin that I am bringing will be in a dava. And similarly, if I initially stated I want to bring a minchas mafei tana of 10 rikikin, then my minchas mafei tana of rikikin will be for my mincha, and the additional minchas mafei tana of chalois that I am bringing should be considered a new nedava. And similarly, if I originally stated I will bring a minchas mafei tana of 1 chala and 9 rikikin, then the other 9 chalois and the 1 rikikin that I am bringing should be in a dava. Therefore, even Reb Shimon would agree that one would only have to bring 5 menachos. And as Rashi states, Maisa shtei menachos chodesh shalasa chalois v'chodesh shalasa rikikin v'oime im kula chalois oy kula rikikin nadati oysen shin dati teilin nidri v'acheres tein nadava. He will also state v'mechza shel chalois u'mechza shel rikikin nadati. If when I initially made my neder, I stated I want to bring a milchus mafei tana of 5 chalois and 5 rikikin, so then yitzdarfu chalois mizul if he mashin nadati u'rikikin mizul if he mashin nadati. So there should be a tzirf of the 5 chalois from this mincha and the 5 rikikin from the other mincha. They should count towards my original neder, v'ashat hei nedava, and the other 5 chalais and the other 5 rikikin should be considered as a nedava. And the Gemara continues that where do we find the Shita Reb Shimon that one could bring a carbon and make a tnai, as the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, that l'machos maybe a shamay v'uluga imai, and we continue at daf kufhei amabez v'oimer im mitzeriyahu zeu ashamay v'zeu lugai v'im lav asham zei hei shamay nedava v'oise asham tarn shchita b'tzafan u'matan b'hoinais u'smichu v'nesach v'tzufas chazei v'shoik v'nech l'zichri kuhuna l'yon v'layla. And this Braisa is discussing a case where someone became a nazir and he's not sure if he became tamei or if he was never tamei, and in addition he has a suffix if he became a mitzari muchlet or he never became a mitzari at all. On the tzad that he became a mitzari, then it would be also for him to eat kachim until he goes through the procedure of a mitzari that becomes tar, and the last part of the procedure would be for him to bring an asham mitzari as well as a leg shemen that the kohen would place al bayin yodai val bayin raglai and on tzmich oizen hayimonis, and then any remaining leftover oil would belong to the kohenim. And as Rashi points out, that in this case they would have to wait for 60 days. Then on the 61st day, he would bring an asham mitzera as well as loik shemen, and he would then be able to eat kachim. In order to understand the exact scenario of this brisa, I in the Gemara Masechtas Nazir, as well as in Taisis in our sugya, begins on the top of daf kofeim and aleph and ends close to the bottom of daf kofeim and beis. And since this is not the point of our sugya, sugya. We will not explain this in detail. However, what is relevant to our sugya is that lemaisa, when this person wants to bring his asham material, then lemaisa he has a problem. Certainly on the tzad that he is a material mukhlot, then he has to bring an asham material. But on the tzad he's not a material at all, then if he brings the asham material, then he will be over on bringing chulin lazara. And lemaisa, if he won't bring this carbon at all, he will never be able to eat kachim. Therefore, Rav Shimon teaches us that on his 61st day, he would bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and he would make a t'nai, that if I was a Metzera Mukhlet, and I'm chayav to bring an Asham Metzera, then this should be for my carbon Asham, and this will be my Loig Shemen. However, on the tzad, I was never a Metzera Mukhlet, and I'm not chayav to bring an Asham Metzera, then I'm donating this animal as a Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, because we have a suffix as to what this behemoth is, as potentially it's a carbon Asham, and potentially it's a carbon Shlomim, so we have to treat it with the chumris of both of them. Therefore, Rav Shimon teaches us that on the tzad it's a karbon osham, and therefore it's kachi kachim, so you have to shecht it on the north side of the Azara. As we know, kachi kachim shchitasim mitzafayin, and kachim kalim shchitasim mechal makayim, and we have to be machmer and make sure to shecht it on the north side of the Azara. And in addition, on the tzad is a material mukhlet, then you'd have to take the oil and you'd have to place it on the bayin yodim, bayin ragloi, and tzuch oiz hayimonis of the material. And on the tzad that it's a karbon shlamim, so there's a requirement to do smicha as well as bringing the sachim of yayin, and there is also a requirement to do trufa on the chazei v'shoik. However, lemaisa, since it's a tzad, it's a korban osham, therefore you would have to give it to kedusha of a korban osham, and it could only be eaten by zichri kuna and only for one day and one night. As of course, if it would be a korban shlomim, then it could be eaten by anyone, and it could be eaten for 2 days and one night. And lemaisa, we see that Rav Shimon holds that one could bring a korban al tnai. Therefore, Abaye explains that Rav Shimon could be the tanava mishnah. Even in a case where someone says Pirashti v'eni yedei ma Pirashti, he would only bring 5 kabbonis minachos, and when bringing the mincha mafetana, he would bring 10 chalois, and he would bring 10 rikikin, and he would be able to make a tnai. And therefore, even Rav Shimon agrees that he would not have to bring 14 kabbonis minachos, and he would only have to bring 5 kabbonis minachos. And Ayin Neshitu Mekubet says that from the next words of Afagav until the Gemara states Amli Rapapa Labaya are not really part of our Gemara, and really just explanation of the Rabbanon Savroi, they now explain V'avagad the Kamafrik Ma B'shchitas Kochim Eimud Amr Rav Shimon Maisi U'masin L'chadchilo L'skuni Gavro Al Ba'almo D'yavad In L'chadchilo Loi. Even though the Masechta called Shchitas Kochim, which we refer to as Masechta Zvachim on Daf Ayin Heim and Beis, Rav Shimon teaches us in our Mishnah that if a Korban Oshim and a Korban Shlomim are Misarev and get mixed up with each other, then one can bring both of these Korbanos, make a Tnai, and follow the Chumris of each of them. However, Rav explains that this din of Rav Shimon is only b'di'eved, where they got mixed up by mistake. However, l'chadchila, one should not do so, and the only time that we say that even l'chadchila, one could go and bring a carbon and make a t'nai, follow the chumris of both of these carbonis, is only in a similar scenario to the case that we just brought, where there's a shaila if this person was a material or not, and if we would only allow him to bring his carbon osham, then you'd never be able to eat kachim, and therefore we make all, and we stated that even l'chadchila, he could bring his carbon osham, and he could rely on a tnai. If so, how could Abaye teach us that one could rely on this kula? One can bring these minchas mafei tanal tnai. Lemaisa, these minachos are not coming l'skune gavra. However, the Rabbanon Savroi explain that hanimili gabi shlomim the kumay bachilasa and the havelu kachim l'besapsol al minachos afilo l'chadchila. The only time the Rav Shimon would say that l'chadchila one should not rely on a tnai, that is only in a case that's similar to a scenario where shlomim gets mixed up together with an osha. And that scenario, if we would allow someone to bring this karbonos al tnai, then you're actually causing the karbon shlomim to become pasul at an earlier time, as we'd have to give it the chumris of an osham, and it would become pasul and become nicer after 1 day and one night, instead of after 2 days and one night. That's why we'd only rely on a tnai b'di'eved. However, in our scenario, by bringing 2 menachos al tnai, you're not causing any of the menachos to become pasul earlier, as all menachos are kachi kachim, and they're only eating for 1 day and one night in any case. Therefore, Rav Shimon would agree that even l'chadchila one could rely on this tnai. Therefore, Abaye's explanation that our Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Rav Shimon and we're relying on a tnai is a valid explanation. Before we continue with the next part of the Gemara, let us point out the basic concepts that the Gemara will discuss. The Gemara will point out that according to Abaye's explanation, then l'fi Rav Shimon one would bring a minchas mafei tana of 10 chalois as well as another minchas mafei tana of 10 Rikikin, and he would make a tnai that if I initially was mefarish, that I want want to bring a minchas mafitana of chalais, then the minchas mafitana of chalais should be my ikka korban, and the other korban that's minchas mafitana of rikikin should be a nedava. And if I initially made a neder that I will bring a minchas mafitana of rikikin, so the minchas mafitana of rikikin will be my ikka korban, and the minchas mafitana of chalais will be a new nedava. And lefi Rav Shimon, there was a third side that if I initially made a neder that I will bring a minchas mafitana that consists both of chalais and rikikin, and some of the chalais and mincha A and some of the rikikin and mincha B will be my ikka korban, and the other chalais from mincha A and the rikikin from mincha B will be in a dava. And lemaisa, on this side of his tnai, it comes out that half for the isarin of mincha A and half for the isarin of mincha B, and half for the loik shemen which was mixed into the mincha A and half for the loik shemen that was mixed into mincha B will be his ikka korban. And a papa will therefore ask that how could it be that one will use a half isarin and a half a loig from mincha A and a half isarin and a half a loig of mincha B or his korban mincha? And as the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Papa Abaya, Rav Papa Es Abaya, Rav Shimon de Amma Mechze Chalis and Mechze Rikikin Yavi, and according to Rav Shimon that holds that when bringing minchas mafitana, some of the 10 loaves could be chalis and some of the 10 loaves could be rikikin. That makes a lot of sense when one actually brings that korban, and initially he brings a minchas mafitana with some of them are chalis and some of them are rikikin, and he used the same isarin of flour and the same leg of oil. However, in our case, where he's going to bring two separate menachos, and one of them will be all chalais and one will be all rikikin, hakamaisi isarin echa mishnei isarinim o loiga echa mishnei loigin. And as Rashi explains, hakamaisi hashta isarin echa mishnei isarinis mizek tas mizek tas the kam arishte menachos bahadi adadi vi iloi nodel chada mincha li isui chad isarin vichad loig u mifgil chalais rikikin. However, the Gemara responds, shamin le Rav Shimon de omar mhevi isarin echa mishnei isarinis vi loiga echa mishnei loigin yatsa. The Gemara explains that this is not an issue, as we have heard that Rav Shimon actually hold that in the standard case, if someone would actually take two isarinim of flour and two loig of shemen, he would then say that half of this isarin of flour and half of this loig shemen from this group and half of this isarin of flour and half the loig shemen from another group should be used for the korban that I'm obligated to bring. The other half of each isarin and each loig should be used for an adava, and it would be valid, and therefore the same applies in our case. And as Rashi states, v'leis parash l'anhecha, I'm not sure exactly where we find the sheet of Rav Shimon, and also Ayin and Taisis at the bottom of the Amid B'yasabir, and keep in mind that we just answered the question of Rav Papa, and the Gemara continues with another question, Umik Metzechi Kometz, that Lemaisa one has to do Kmitza on a Korban Mincha, certainly on the Tzad that he promised to bring a Minchas Mafitana of 10 Chalois, as well as on the Tzad that he promised to bring a Minchas Mafitana of 10 Rikikin, then when he did Kmitza on the Chalois or on the Rikikin, so he was Yotze Kmitza for that mincha, and then the other kmitza was done for his nedava, and certainly that would not be an issue. However, on the tzad that he initially stated, I want to bring a minchas mafitana that consists of both chalais as well as rikikin. So lemaisa, when he did kmitza from the chalais and he did kmitza from the rikikin, he was not yotze either kmitza, as he only did one kmitza from the chalais and one from rikikin, and he didn't do a kmitza from both the chalais and the rikikin combined. However, the Gemara explains masnei ve'omar that ein chenam, he would make a tnai, and he would say as follows, if my initial neder was to bring all chalois or all rikikin, and certainly by doing kmitza on the chalois and the rikikin, then the kmitza was valid, as one will be for my initial neder, and one will be for the new mincha that I'm bringing as a nedava. As the Gemara explains, Amri, then he states, the kmitza mechalois lehavi achalois, the kmitza I did for the chalois should be for my minchas mafitana of chalois, and the kmitza merikikin lehavi achikin, and the kmitza I did on the rikikin should be for the minchas mafitana of rikikin, and im mechze rikikin and mechze chalois. And if my initial neder was that I will bring a minchas mafitana that will combine chalois and rikikin, Amri, then I'm stating the kmitza mechalois lehavi a mechze chalois or mechze rikikin, or the kmitza merikikin lehavi a mechze rikikin or mechze chalois. At the kmitza that I'm performing, the group that was all chalois, that kmitza should actually work both for the chalois as well as for rikikin. And similarly, the kmitza that I will take from the group that was all made from rikikin be considered as if I took kmitza from some of these rikikin as well as from some of the chalois in the other mincha, and one of these kmitzas will be for his initial neder, and one of these kmitzas will be for his new nedava. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, v'boy mikmat tzchad koymitz mechalos u'merikikin, and we continue on daf kuvavim and aleph, v'kukomitz mechalos u'merikikin u'merikikin achalois.
lemaisa on this side that his initial neder was that he'll bring a milchus mafei tana that consists both of chalas and rekikin, and he's making a tnai that any excess chalas and rekikin will be considered a new nedava. But lemaisa, when doing a kmitza, the kmitza should have to be from exactly what he's bringing as a mincha. How could it be that so we'll do a kmitza from chalas and it'll work for a mixture of chalas and rekikin? And similarly, how could someone do kmitza from rekikin and it would suffice as the kmitza for a mincha that is being brought from a mixture of rekikin and chalas? As Rashi explains, that both by minchas mafetana of rekikin or minchas mafetana of chalas, after they actually made it into rekikin and chalas, they would then crush up the chalas or the wafers, and they would then do kmitza from the broken up pieces. And lefi Rav Shimon, that one could bring a minchas mafetana from a mixture of chalas and rekikin, after they bake the chalas and rekikin, they would break up the chalas as well as the rekikin, then the kohen would perform kmitza from the mixture of the broken pieces of chalas and rekikin. In our case, he's not taking the kmitza from the mixture of the chalas and rekikin. And as Rashi states at the bottom of Amid, v'aboy mikmetz di'chad mincha shal chalas rekikin, omar havaboy yisui chalas rekikin ulepaitnim kli echad v'likmetz mishneim kaimetz echad. But the Gemara responds that although it's true that initially they will break the chalas and rekikin and place it in one kli, however, as we learned at Daf Samach Gimel Beis, that lefi Rav Shimon, if someone is bringing a minchas mafei tana that consists of a mixture of chalas and rekikin, when the kohen does kmitza, he only takes into his hand chalas or rekikin. He doesn't pick up some chala and some rekikin, then it would still be kosher. Therefore, in our case, even though when the kohen is doing kmitza, he will only do kmitza from a kli that only has chalas, he will only do kmitza from a kli that only has rekikin, it would still be valid, and the kmitza of the chala will work for rekikin, and the kmitza from rekikin will be valid for the chalas as well. And as our Gemara states, Shemino Rav Shimon de Omar, and comments for all of Biyodim, Echad al Shteim Yatza, as we explained. Before we continue with the final question of the Gemara regarding Abaye's explanation, that Rav Shimon could be the Tana of Mishnah, one would bring a Michas Mafei Tana of chalas and rekikin and make a tnai. Let us point out that there's a difference between what is done with the Shemen of a Mincha Mafei Tana that is made from chalas and the Shemen that is brought together with a Mincha Mafei Tana that is made from rekikin. Is when bringing chalas, and one would do belila and mix all of the shemen into the flour of the challah. However, if someone is bringing a mincha from rekikin, then they would take the like shemen and they would smear part of it on top of the rekikin. Then the remaining oil would be given to the kohenim. And as we saw in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Dal Amud Beis, the chamayim seilas chalas to unis belila or rekikin mishicha. The Rabbanan explained ketzad moishchon kamin ki. You smear the rekikin like the Greek letter ki, and vashan nechol lakohenim. And the remaining oil would be given to the kohenim. And as we saw in the Brisa on Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph, the Lefi Rav Shimon, where there is a mincha mafei tana that is being brought partly from chalas and partly from rekikin, that there is a machlekes, and the Tanakhama explains that according to Rav Shimon, one would bring the leg shemen and split the leg shemen in half, and he would take half of the leg shemen and immediately mix it together with the chalas, and from half of the leg shemen, he would smear the rekikin. He would then take the remaining part of this chatzi leg, and he would put it into the chalas. No part of the shemen would actually go to the kohenim. However, the Brisa continues, the Rav Shimon ben Yehuda explains in the name of Rav Shimon that certainly a half a loig of shemen would be mixed together with the chalas. Then from the other half a loig shemen, they would smear the Greek letter ki on the top of the rekikin. Then any remaining oil would then be given to the kohenim, which is exactly what Rav Shimon holds would be done with the full loig shemen when bringing the full minchas mafei tana from rekikin. And keep in mind that in the Havim and the Gemara will ignore the Shita Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, and our Gemara continues and asks a question, that how could Abaye state our Mishnah will work out like Rav Shimon, and one could bring Rav Minchas Mafei Tana of Chalas and Rekikin and make a Tznai? If Lemaisa, we wouldn't know what to do with the Moisa Shemen of this Mincha. And as the Gemara continues and explains, the Im Mechze Chalas U Mechze Rekikin Amar, because on the Tzad, that this person made a Neder, he will bring a Minchas Mafei Tana, which part of it will be from Chalas and part of it will be rekikin, then any remaining oil from the half a loig that was being smeared on the rekikin will be poured into the chalois and will be mixed together with the chalois, as we saw from the Tanakhama. And ikula rekikin amar, and on the tzad he initially stated that I want to bring a minchas mafei tana completely from rekikin, then moisa shem and nechla koinim, then any remaining oil would be given to the koinim and would not be poured into the chalois. And if so, how would Rav Shimon be able to be the Tanava Mishnah? However, the Gemara explains that our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon. However, our Mishnah is not going according to the sheet in Rab Shimon, when someone will bring a Michas Mafi Tano and he will bring Mechza Chalos and Mechza Rikikin, then Moisa Hashem Machzir L'Chalos, as the Gemara states, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, that our Mishnah is going like Rab Shimon based on the sheet of Rab Shimon ben Yehuda. Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishim Rab Shimon, Moishchon Kminki, Moisa Hashem and Nechlo Kainim, that even where someone brings a Michas Mafi Tano, Mechza Chalos and Mechza Rikikin, it would still take half of the Lake Shemen and smear it on the Rikikin, and any remaining oil would be given to the Kainim. Therefore, on both Stodim, Moisa Hashem would be given to the Kainim, and the Kainim could eat the Moisa Shemen, and therefore, by his teretz could be valid that a Mishnah could even be going like the Sheet of Rab Shimon, even in the case of Purashti, Ve'ini Yodea Ma Purashti, that even Rab Shimon would agree, Yavi Chamishton, that one would only bring five Kabbanis Menachos, and one would bring a Minchas Seilis, a Minchas Machvas, a Minchas Macheshes, and he would also bring a Minchas Mafei Tana of 10 Chalois, and a Minchas Mafei Tana of 10 Rikikin, and he would make a Tanai that if I initially stated that I want to bring a Minchas Mafei Tana that will consist of some Chalois and some Rikikin, then some of these Chalois and some of the Rikikin should be for my initial Nedar, and the rest of the Chalois and Rikikin will be a Nudadavo, as we explained, and we will stop over here.